This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome data journalist Elliot Morris of The Economist magazine. Economist is giving us information regularly on the president and policies from Washington, the new administration now past 100 days. I start with the old idea, approval or not approval, comparing President Biden with President Trump with President Obama. Elliot, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What do we learn from the old-fashioned way, approve or not approve? Can we compare and contrast these three presidents? Good evening.
Well, thanks, John, for having me on. The Economist has been conducting a weekly poll with YouGov on and off for the last 20 years or so. And we have this weekly trove of data from them since Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. And these data sets allow us to compare apples to apples. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Barack Obama's approval ratings for essentially any given day in their presidency. Looking at Biden's first 100 days, we see that he's got a 50% approval and 39% disapproval rating, roughly on average today. And that compares with a minus 11% approval rating for Donald Trump. So he had a 50% disapproval and 40% approval, you know, essentially inverse of Joe Biden. And Barack Obama at this point had a 55% approval rating. So we see that the current president is somewhere between his two predecessors, closer to the more popular end than the unpopular.
Nothing profound here. So let's move to the policies, issues and policies. Again, there don't seem to be any profound problems here for Mr. Biden. I was struck by one thing, national security. Now, in the middle of the pack of the 11 policies you look at, healthcare, economy, climate change, civil rights, immigration, national security, government spending, crime, gun control, education, and abortion, national security is in the middle. Has that been trending towards the middle for some time, Elliot? Given the scale of the war fighting of the last 20 years, it's surprising how America has not exactly turned away, but looked to other directions.
Well, John, that's a great question. I think what it really illustrates, you know, 9% or 8% of the country says that national security is their top priority. And so when we think about the war making of the American government over the last 20 years, that's really been happening in the background of the public consciousness. They're more focused on the, you know, wallet issues of the day and problems that might profoundly impact them here at home. So healthcare, the economy. You've noted that climate change and civil rights have been trending upward over the past decade or so. And that might prompt some reconsideration, I think, by the Biden administration of how they're tackling the issues at the forefront of the public consciousness. Perhaps that's why they finally decided to get out of Afghanistan after all these years.
Crime and gun control are near the bottom. Given the emphasis by Mr. Biden on gun control, can we see that that's going to be shifting, or is it always going to? I just don't know what the 9 years are. Has it always been a bottom-dwelling topic for the Americans?
Yeah, this too is interesting. The gun control issue has always been below issues of climate change, education, healthcare, and the economy, and immigration, in all of YouGov's data since 2009. So it's another interesting disconnect between what we see in the media, what we might think, from the government's actions and from what Americans are ranking as their most important concern. Now, of course, Americans can have more than one concern.
Sure.
So the most important policy measure, is a rough guide to what people think is the most important thing. And there are smaller subsects of the population that might rank gun control higher, of course. But the real challenge for Biden here is that his approval rating on gun control issues in particular, and also with immigration, is much lower than his approval rating on these issues that might affect Americans more day-to-day, like whether or not they have a job and if they can get affordable health care coverage.
Right, the wallet. I understand. The back pocket
yeah.
issues. Health care is number one. What a surprise, Elliot. Imagine that. After more than a year of the pandemic and the lockdowns, health care is number one. However, I see in your policy changing, you also break down things that have happened since Mr. Biden took office. And here's where I find surprises. Yes, Americans care about health care, and they care about the economy. But the change from the Biden inauguration till now is striking in crime and gun control and immigration. You're tracking this daily. I understand that. But that tells me that these are rising issues for Mr. Biden. Is that how the administration would see this chart?
I think the Biden administration so far has put public polling at the forefront of their public messaging. It's hard to know whether or not the polls are shaping the policies they're actually targeting, but they're certainly using polls to push their message and to stay on message. So I would imagine they're getting similar polling data, perhaps not with the frequency that The Economist and YouGov is releasing our weekly surveys. And they would be seeing similar trends that crime, gun control, and immigration are increasing in their share of Americans who are saying these issues are the most important problems. And that, of course, makes sense when you look at the media coverage for these issues right. over the last couple of months since Biden's inauguration. I think, just to build on your point, it's fascinating to see the share of Americans who say the economy and healthcare as their top priority has nearly been cut in half since early 2020, especially the healthcare trend. I think we might be able to explain given the decline of the pandemic, but the economy hasn't fully recovered. So to see that only 15% of Americans say it's their top priority right now really is quite remarkable. It could also be a testament to the ambitious stimulus plan that the Biden administration has signed into office.
Yes, it could be, and you're going to track that. I wanted to flag two other surprises to me. On the change in importance since Mr. Biden took office, this is from the middle of January, civil rights and climate change are not doing anywhere near as important an issue as crime, gun control, and immigration for the American public, especially climate change. Given all the emphasis, Elliot, I puzzle about this. I wonder if this is articulate enough. Mr. Biden, in his presentation before Congress, Mr. Biden's counselor, John Kerry, is speaking about climate change routinely, and yet it's not grabbed the American public's attention from this chart.
Well, our data show that climate change and civil rights are the number three and four issues after healthcare and the economy. What's interesting in our tracking is that hasn't changed at all since Biden took office, whereas the public is shifting its focus from issues of, you know, the economy and healthcare back toward immigration and crime. That does remind me more of the media environment from the last election, when, of course, Donald Trump was sort of banging his drums of the war on crime more than the Biden administration has focused on it. But climate change is the number three issue in the American consciousness right now. I imagine the Biden administration would be trying to force that number up even higher, given the importance to lots of his voters and the ground they seem to think they can make up on the issue.
In other words, what I want to summarize, because we're going to speak often through the course of the Biden administration, Mr. Biden is the inverse of Mr. Trump, and Mr. Biden, in emphasizing climate change, he keeps an eye on crime, gun control, and immigration at the same time. Is that a fair generalization where we are now, Elliot?
I think that's what the press office should be doing based on our polling data.
Elliot Morris is a data journalist for The Economist magazine. This is CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor.